Welcome to Sports Mad Rez's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week's most popular post on sportsmedrez.org discussed a study that found that delayed onset of symptoms after sports-related concussion put young athletes at a 21 times greater risk for post-concussion syndrome. The majority of sports-related concussion symptoms resolve within 1 week of an initial injury. However, there is a group of individuals that remain symptomatic for longer periods of time. These individuals are classified as having post-concussion syndrome with somatic, cognitive, sleep, and emotional symptoms. Risk factors such as previous concussion, loss of consciousness, and migraine headache have been identified as predictors of post-concussion syndrome. However, some of these predictors have been disputed when high school and young adult populations were studied. In this case control study, the authors set out to identify which risk factors in young athletes between the ages of 9 and 18 years of age predicted those who would experience post-concussion syndrome and those who would not. They retrospectively identified young athletes that sustained a sports-related concussion diagnosed by an athletic trainer or team physician. Individuals that reported symptoms for greater than 3 months were classified as having post-concussion syndrome, and control subjects were those who sustained a concussion but had resolution of symptoms in 3 weeks or less. Variables of interest included demographics, past medical, psychiatric, and family history, and acute and subacute post-concussion symptoms. The patients or healthcare provider also identified additional life stressors or major life events that might interfere with concussion recovery. The authors found no differences between those with post-concussion syndrome and controls for age, sex, sport of concussion, race, body mass index, and type of health insurance. Loss of consciousness, amnesia, learning disability, or use of a helmet was not predictive of post-concussion syndrome in this young population. The authors found that patients with post-concussion syndrome were more likely to have previous concussion, history of mood disorders, history of psychiatric illness, family history of mood disorders, or delayed symptom onset compared with controls. However, a history of mood disorders and delayed onset of symptoms were the key variables related with an increased risk for post-concussion syndrome. The results of this study bring to light potential risk factors for post-concussion syndrome in a young athletic population. History of mood disorders or psychiatric illness among the athletes or family members, as well as a history of concussion, confirms what has been reported in older athletic populations. What is concerning is the delayed onset of concussive symptoms within the post-concussion syndrome group. These individuals have a 21 times greater risk for developing post-concussion syndrome. Young athletes that experience a significant hit during athletic competition and do not display concussive symptoms may be cleared to return to the game. This puts the player at risk for a second hit within a short period of time, which is a known risk factor for delayed recovery. This is particularly concerning since we recently saw evidence that 29% of young athletes returned to play on the same day as their injury. This study reinforces position statements and guidelines that advocate that athletes should not return to play the same day of a suspected concussion because we may need to monitor the patient for an onset of symptoms several hours after a suspected injury. Furthermore, this study should remind clinicians that they need to know the psychiatric status of an athlete and his or her family because it could affect performance on neurocognitive testing and risk for post-concussion syndrome. This past week, we had one other post on sportsmedrez.org. That's res.org. This post reported a study that found that both platelet-rich plasma and low-level laser therapies are effective treatments for Achilles tendon injury. In the present study, however, combining platelet-rich plasma and low-level laser therapies demonstrated an increase and healed tendon strength and histological function in a rabbit model. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. For example, this past week, our social media posts included a review article that concluded that returning or not returning to the pre-injury level of activity after an ACL reconstruction is complex and multifactorial. If clinicians screened for potentially modifiable contextual factors, particularly psychological factors, early after an ACL injury, it may help them identify athletes who could be at risk of not returning to the pre-injury level of sport and institute interventions that could improve returning to sport. If you have a question that you'd like us to address on this podcast, send us a message via social media. And remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.